Let's clear up some of the confusion around working time rules, especially the six-hour rule, which catches a lot of drivers out. If you're driving under the EU Driver's Hours rules, you're also covered by the working time regulations. These rules aren't just about breaks. They cover your whole working week. So here's what you need to know. Your average weekly working time must not go over 48 hours. You can work up to 60 hours in a single week, but only if your average stays under 48 hours over the full reference period. Now, if you're working nights between midnight and 4 a.m. for goods vehicles, you're limited to 10 hours working time in any 24-hour period. However, we have a workforce agreement in place, so all drivers are opted out of this rule. Right. Now let's talk about the 6-hour rule itself. You must not work more than 6 consecutive hours without taking a break. If your total shift is between 6 and 9 hours, you need at least 30 minutes of break time. If you're working more than 9 hours, you need at least 45 minutes of breaks. And all breaks must be at least 15 minutes long to count. But what if things don't go to plan? If you do go over 6 hours without a break, maybe due to delays or unforeseen circumstances, there's a process you need to follow. First, do a tachograph printout straight away and write down what happened on the back. Report the issue to both ourselves, that's employee, and the client. Keep the printout with you for at least 28 days. When you get the infringement form, attach your explanation and return it signed. If you're ever unsure about the rules, don't guess, give the team a call. At the end of the day, these rules aren't about ticking boxes, they're about keeping you, and everyone else on the road, safe.